This week's parasha discusses, in Parashas Maaseh, discusses the mitzvah of ir miklat. If a person kills another person b'shogeg, doesn't have intent to do so, but he's on top of a ladder and something slips, and accidentally he kills another person. So the halacha is that he has to go to the ir miklat to seek refuge, and a relative of that person who was killed has the ability to kill and to avenge his brother's blood. And in order to save oneself, you have to run to the ir miklat, and that is the mitzvah in this week's parasha. It always bothered me that there is a repetition of this mitzvah in the Torah. In this week's parasha, the Torah introduces the parasha, and in Shoftim again, the Torah almost explicitly repeats exactly what it tells us in Parashas Maaseh, and I always was bothered, what is the point of this repetition? So that is the first question that hopefully I'd like at the end of this year maybe to resolve. But the second question, which Achronim already deal with, is the Rambam in his Sefer HaMitzvos, when he lists all the positive commandments, all the mitzvahs essay, the Rambam also seems to repeat this mitzvah. The Rambam in Mitzvah Kuf Pei Beis tells us, he should see vanu lahavdil shesh are mikla, kidei shiyu muchanos lemake nefesh b'shgaga, v'yishiyitukan aderech ilayim, we should separate three cities that this Rotzeach B'Shogeg, this person, can now seek refuge in, and that's in Mitzvah Kubez, and we have to arrange for these cities, and then we'll get to there, it's a good question. And then later on, the Rambam in Mitzvah Reisha Chaf Hei, he shetivanu lahotzi makash nefesh b'shkaga me'iro la'ari miklat. And then the halacha is that you have to do the tachlis, you have to do the goal. What's the goal? The goal is that we make this year for refuge for the Rotzeach B'Shogeg, for the person who killed B'Shogeg, so that he is protected from the Goel Adam. So Bezdin has to make sure that he actually goes there and he carries out the safety, and he's now safe and he goes there. But the Rav Yochanan Pershel Perlau, his essay on his Sefer, on the Rav Sadi Gaon, he points out the Rambam in his Hakdama to the Sefer HaMitzvahs tells us, he never tells us Hakdamas or Pratim in the Sefer HaMitzvahs of what you should do. He tells us what the mitzvah is. So if the mitzvah is to make sure that a Rotzeach B'Shogeg should go to Golus and he should seek refuge there, so the Rambam doesn't have to tell me another mitzvah that you have to set up these cities. So why does the Rambam totally earlier, over 30 mitzvahs, 40 mitzvahs beforehand, in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, the Rambam says a separate mitzvah for Beis Din to set up the Ari Miklat? Obviously we should set up the Ari Miklat. If the person's going to have a place to refuge, you have to make sure that he's going to have a place to refuge. Why is there two mitzvahs that the Rambam is telling us? That's question number two.
You look at it like, either it's a goal-oriented mitzvah, or it's a mitzvah if not found beside
that. That could be in the analysis, but the question is, why is the Rambam telling us that we have to take the steps? Obviously, if there's a mitzvah for the Goel Adam, for the Rotzeach B'Shogeg, to run and defend himself and have now some safety from the Goel Adam, so obviously you're going to have to set it up. The Rambam has to tell me this. The Rambam never tells me this when it comes to the mitzvahs.
Is this issue we think the first one should just be a Heshem mitzvah, should be mentioned by the Rambam?
That's right. That's basically the question, yeah. The Or Sameach has a fascinating chiddush when it comes to the halachos of Ari Miklat, and he says that if the Rambam tells us, if the Rotzeach B'Shogeg, who runs to the Ari Miklat, if he leaves the Ari Miklat, the Rambam tells us he doesn't leave for any reason at all. The Rambam says not only does he not leave, can he not leave? Rama says even if he is the general of the Israeli army, and the Israeli army needs him in order to defeat this battle, and he has all the strategies for them to win, and if he does not come out, the army will lose the war, because he knows all the strategies for them to win the war. If he was Rotzeach B'Shogeg and he went to Golus, he is not allowed to leave Golus. Afilu ki Yoav ben Tsruya. And the Rambam adds in three words. And if he does, says the Rambam, then he is hiter atzmo lemisa. Then it is as if he was mekabel on himself misas bezdin. That is as if he's accepting that he's going to be killed, and therefore he cannot leave. So the Or Sameach, as well as many other achronim, are very bothered. Why is there such a strict ruling when it comes to the mitzvah of galus? When it comes to the mitzvah of ir miklat, that he can't leave. Pikuach nefesh. The whole Klal Yisrael is contingent on this general, on this person. He should absolutely risk his life, even if he's going to possibly be killed by the Goel Adam. Who cares? Why shouldn't he have to go outside? Pikuach nefesh, we know in halacha, is docha kol mitzvah shebetorah. So why shouldn't he have to risk his life in order to save the rest of Klal Yisrael? So Or Sameach says a fascinating idea. He says, this mitzvah of ir miklat, the Rambam is telling us an unbelievable yisod. The Rambam is telling us that when my friend, and this applies in many areas of halacha, but the Rambam is telling us in this mitzvah of ir miklat, if my friend, my peer in Klal Yisrael, is vadai in pikuach nefesh, he is dying, he needs my help, and the only way for him to get my assistance is for me to place myself into safek pikuach nefesh. Again, he is vadai going to die. He's in vadai pikuach nefesh. He's sick. He's on his deathbed. The army is about to go to war. They're going to be clobbered if they don't have the strategy from this general. Then I am not obligated to put myself in safek pikuach nefesh. In pikuach nefesh, that is a doubt, that is a risk, that might put myself, I might put myself in a dangerous situation to my life. I am not obligated to endanger my life in order to save him from 100% vada pikuach nefesh. You're not obligated, that's for sure. There's a question. Maybe you should, if you're not obligated, maybe you shouldn't be allowed. We're going to get to there in a second. That is the Or Sameach's sack when it comes to Ir Miklat. It's wild. We have a halach of Ir Miklat, a rotzeach for sure, you go to Golus. The Rambam says an interesting lashon of Hitir Atzmo Lemisa, and the Or Sameach says the reason why the Rambam said this added lashon is to tell you that you are not allowed to put yourself in Safek Pikuach Nefesh, even if the rest of Klal Yisrael, even if your peer is in Vadei Pikuach Nefesh, needs to be saved, and he is going to die if you don't put yourself in this endangering situation that is only a Safek.
So it sounds like going to Ir Miklat is a chigiv the rice of Yasev lo yavor kivu.
Right. So the Or Sameach says that what is the reason? He says, just naturally, this Goel Hadam, the person who is a relative of the person who was killed b'shogeg, he's going to avenge his brother's blood. He's not going to be able to overcome himself. It's going to be a natural reaction that he will do whatever it takes to kill this rotzeach b'shogeg if he leaves the Ir Miklat. So therefore, Or Sameach says there's a serious suffix that if this person leaves, that he's going to be in suffix sakana. So therefore, we tell him, hey, that's why it's hiter atzma lamisa, because if this Goel Adam finds you, okay, there's a question if he's going to find you. It's only a suffix. It's not 100% clear that the Goel Adam will find you and will be able to kill you. It's not that he has to hire a sniper, he has to kill himself, but he has to make it accessible and he has to make the arrangements to kill you. But if he does find you, he will for sure kill you, because that will be the natural reaction of the Goel Adam. Therefore, the Or Sameach says, you're not obligated, and it is Hitir Atzmo Lemisa. The Or Sameach, very interesting, he wrote two books. The Or Sameach in Lomdis wrote a sefer on the Rambam. However, the Or Sameach also wrote a perish to Tanakh, to the Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. And his perish in the Ala Torah, the Or Sameach writes that Moshe Rabbeinu was very concerned, and he didn't want to return back from Midian to Mitzrayim to save all of Klal Yisrael. And the Ribbono Shel says something to Moshe Rabbeinu, and he says, and that's what convinced Moshe Rabbeinu to return. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, "Meisu ha'anoshim asher mevakshim es nafshecha, dosen va'aviron, that want to kill you, they're dead." And that's why Moshe was at ease to return back to Mitzrayim and save Klal Yisrael. Writes the Meshech Chochma, why is it that the Ribbono Shel Olam had to tell Moshe Rabbeinu? And that is what was the impetus for Moshe Rabbeinu to return back to Mitzrayim to save the rest of Klal Yisrael. Because Moshe Rabbeinu said, if these two people want me killed, so then the Or Sameach writes, I learned from Ari Miklat, I'm not obligated to put myself in a suffix pikuach nefesh in order to save Klal Yisrael, who might be vaday in pikuach nefesh, who might be, it's certain that they might be killed and they're on their deathbed because they're not going to last the Mitzrayim. Even so, I am not obligated to put myself in a suffix pikuach nefesh in order to save my chaverim, the rest of Klal Yisrael, from vaday pikuach nefesh. And the Ribbono Shel Olam was giving this psak. Now, not only the Rambam says the Or Sameach, not only is the Rambam telling us in a far off halacha in Hilchos Rotzeach when it comes to Ir Mikla that you are not obligated to put yourself in a Safek Pikuach Nefesh to save someone else from a Vada Pikuach Nefesh, now the Meshech Chachma says the Ribbono Shel Olam is passing like this. The Ribbono Shel Olam convinced Moshe Rabbeinu that this is the reason he should return back to Mitzrayim, and he now can save the rest of Klal Yisrael. So it's a fascinating idea of the Or Sameach and the Meshech Chachma.
Why is this any different than any soldier going out to rescue?
We're going to get there. Very good question. Excellent question.
And I would, what a question.
What's the question? If my friend is captured in some battle.
Oh, much more profound question. What's the nature of Milchama?
That's the answer. But let's first say the question. So we're going to get there. But just to put on the table that this Shita of the Or Sameach and the Meshech Chachma, the Shitaso, is not necessarily accepted by all opinions. The Beis Yosef quotes the Hagos Maimonides, who quotes Yerushalmi. There's a story, it's not exactly clear what happened in Yerushalmi. Something happened with Reish Lakish. One of his Talmidim or Chaverim was taken captive, and Reish Lakish made a statement that he is going to risk his life no matter what happens in order to save his Talmud. And the Beis Yosef says, we see from the language of Reish Lakish that one is obligated to put themselves in a Safek Pikuach Nefesh in order to save their Chaver, their Talmud, from a Vada Pikuach Nefesh. And the Beis Yosef comes to the conclusion against this idea of the Or Sameach. However, La Halacha, in terms of anyone who wants to know La Halacha, so I'm just going to go through quickly a couple of the Mar Makomos. The Mishnah Brura in Hilchos Shabbos, in Hilchos Shin Chof Tes, comes out to Paskin like the Mishnah Brura, that Aliba de Hilchsa Halacha Lamaisa, one is not obligated to put oneself in Safi Sakana in order to save their Chaver from a Vade Sakana, from a Sakana that from a for sure life threatening situation. However, the Netziv also has a discussion about this topic. But the Netziv comes from a different area. The Netziv writes that he thinks it's a machlokes tanoia. The Netziv writes that the Gemara tells us in Nidarim, the Gemara has a list of priorities. The Gemara says, let's say you have certain needs for your city, and then there are certain needs for someone for the city, the neighboring city. My needs come first. This city's needs come first. As we have the Alach and Staka, that the Aniyei Ircha come first, so too, when it comes to other needs. If there are needs that are Sakanas Nefashos, obviously your needs come first. The city's Sakanas Pikuach Nefesh comes before the other cities. If there is needs for your behemoths, the Gemara says, that comes before the other city's behemoths. Then the Gemara has a last list, and this is one of my wife's favorite Gemaras, because the Gemara says, what happens if there are needs for kvisa, for laundering? The Gemara says that your laundering comes before the needs of the other city's laundering. So the Gemara mixes it up. The Gemara says, what happens if the need of your city, the needs are for laundering, but the needs of the other city is pikuach nefesh? What comes first? So that's machlokas tanaim. And Rabbi Yossi's shita is that the needs of your kvisa, of your laundering, is necessary before the pikuach nefesh, before the life-threatening situation in their city. That's ad kedei kach. So the Netziv says, where is Rav Yossi coming from? Why should that be? It must be, and this is why it's my wife's favorite Gemara, that having freshly laundered clothing is safek pikuach nefesh. That you can, in their times, it was that they really didn't wash it all the time. There was a lot of germs in the area, that for you not to clean your clothing, so that was a safek pikuach nefesh. So Rav Yossi was telling us that this, your safek pikuach nefesh comes before their badai pikuach nefesh. And he said, this is Rav Yossi Paskin like this. Why? Because this is the famous Gemara that we have in Bamitzia that we're all aware of. That if there were two people walking in a desert and there was only one canteen of water, so there's an achlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Ben Keturah, what should be done? Ben Keturah says, You both should drink it. Although you're both not going to survive, one person shouldn't take it upon themselves to choose that he should be the one to survive. So therefore, you should split the canteen, and both of you should drink it. And Rabbi Akiva says, what do you mean? Absolutely not. Chayecha kodmin. Your life comes before your friend's life. So obviously, you should drink your own canteen, and your friend is stuck. But avad chayecha kodmin. So then Siv asks a basic question. What is the rationale of Ben Petura? That both of them should split the canteen? You accomplished nothing. So you didn't save yourself, but you didn't save him. So what are you accomplishing? So the Netziv says a fascinating chiddush. He says, no, it must be that the Gemara is talking about a specific situation. That if we split the canteen, then we will survive for two more days. And who knows what will happen in two more days. Maybe there will be a rescue mission that comes in two more days, and therefore, by us splitting the canteen, therefore, we are only in Suffolk Pikuach Nefesh, whereas if I would drink the canteen, I would put myself in Vade Pikuach Nefesh. I would put my friend in Vade Pikuach Nefesh, and I would save myself. So Rabbi Kiva comes along, and Paskins, even in that scenario, Chayecha Kodmin, you are the one who should drink the canteen. If so, if that's the way the Netziv is setting up the scenario, that means the Netziv is understanding that the Talmud Bavli is arguing with the Yerushalmi, and the Talmud Bavli understands, according to Rabbi Akiva, and that was where Rabbi Yossi got it in the Gemara of Kvisa, that Suffolk Pikuach Nefesh, my Suffolk Pikuach Nefesh, should come before my friend's Vade Pikuach Nefesh. Again, why? Because the rationale of Ben Petura was that you should split the canteen, because who knows what will happen in 2 days. It's only a scenario of Suffolk Pikuach Nefesh, and maybe you'll both be safe. So Rabbi Akiva responded to Ben Petura, and he said, no, you should drink the canteen. Chayecha kodmin. So the Netziv understands, Rabbi Akiva, who we paskin la'alacha, is understanding that this Gemara is telling us Suffolk Pikuach Nefesh overrides your friend's Vade Pikuach Nefesh. And this Gemara is telling me, and that's why the Gemara Nedarim, Rabbi Yossi, my wife's Gemara about the laundering, also assume, like Rabbi Akiva, who we paskin la'alacha, that this ears, this town's Kvisa, should override the needs of the next town, even though it's Vade Pikuach Nefesh. That was the Shita of the Netziv, which would come out that Suffolk Pikuach Nefesh would not be Docha Vade Pikuach Nefesh. As an aside, what you mentioned, which was at war, I think that this might be an issue of the Rishonim discussing captives. Tosfos has a shita in Gittin on Daf Nun Ches that he writes, there's a sugya in Gittin, we're not going to get into the details, but the Gemara writes that if someone is taken captive, so you are not allowed to spend more than his worth in order to take him out of captivity and to be pulled in. There are different reasons in the Gemara why, because we don't want to entice the capturers to continue in this activity. Or it's just a takana for the tzibor. However, Tosus writes an exception to the rule. Tosus says, if the person that's in captive is taken in captive, Nebuch, what we're dealing with right now with Gilad Shalit, if he's in Pikuach Nefesh, so then you have to spend all the money in the world. Then it's Pikuach Nefesh. So you have to spend all the money in the world. However, in Shulchan Aruch, this opinion is not quoted. And many of the Rishonim disagree with Tosfos. It could very well be that this is the same machlokas that we are discussing. Tosfos understands that if someone is in Vade Pikuach Nefesh, even though I will entice these capturers to continue in this activity, and I will put the rest of our lives in Suffolk Sakana, however, one is obligated to put themselves in Suffolk Sakana because their friend is in Vade Pikuach Nefesh, he's going to be killed right now, and therefore we're supposed to do anything possible to save him. However, it could be the other Rishonim and Shulchan Aruch, we don't accept this, because we could hold like the Netziv. It could be we hold like this other opinion, that we are not obligated to be pulled to these captives, these people that were taken captive, if we know that these terrorists are going to continue in this activity. And they're just going to capture more, and they're going to put the same people, so we're putting ourselves in Suffolk Sakana, in order to save him from Vade Sakana. So it could be that this is the exact machlokes between Tosus and the other Rishonim when it comes to captives. But you asked before, if this is the case, so it's very problematic, because
is this what we believe? If there's a unit at war and one of the members of the unit was taken captive, so we're just going to say, no, the unit has to go home. They can't put themselves in Safi Pikuach Nefesh. And I'm sorry, let the guy die. Let the guy stay in there. We're not going to go into Ramallah. We're not going to go into wherever it is in order to save this guy. Is that possible? So the Tzitz Eliezer has a tshuva responding to your question. He says, absolutely not. And I'd like to give a little hakadama to this psak of the Netziv, to something that happened a few years, about 30 years ago, I think Black September. No, it was more than it was 40 years ago. Black September, Rav Huttner was taken captive on a Pan Am flight, and the Agudo was collecting money, and the Agudo said, "Oh, it's a Talmud Chacham. The Rishonim write that another exception to the rule of a person taken captive, if he's a Talmud Chacham, the Gadol Ador, one of the Gadolei Ador." So then you have to spend even more than his value, and it's an exception to the rule of the Gemara in Gittin, and this would be a second exception. Tosfos had what exception about Pikuach Nefesh? Another exception that if it's a Talmud Chacham taken captive, you spend all the money in the world. So the Aguda said, let's collect money, and they had their connections to the Arab world, and they were going to be Poda Rav Huttner from this hostage. So Yaakov Kamenetsky Paskin that you cannot do this. And he stopped the collection, and they didn't do it. Why? So Schechter explains that the reason why Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky is paskin that one shouldn't, when it's really against Shulchan Aruch, that's not what it says. It says, the Aguda was l'chora right. If a person is taken captive and he's a Gadol Yisrael, so then we should be pulled in. Schechter writes, when it's a Shas Mohama, so all the rules of Pikuach Nefesh are suspended. The Minchas Chinuch points out, how is it possible for us to go to war in the first place? Pikuach Nefesh. Why should you put yourself at a risk? You don't put yourself under a risk to go to war. So we're starting a war, so we're going against the Kolam of the Torah, that we're now putting ourselves in danger. Why should you go to war? You should be machmer on battle. The answer is, that's the institution of Milchama. The whole institution of Milchama trumps all rules and suspends all rules of Pikuach Nefesh. And therefore, even though in general, if you're in a specific scenario, it might be that Safik Sakana is not, you're not obligated to put yourself in a Safik Sakana in order to save your friend from a Vade Sakana, Shas Milchama is different. When it comes to the war, which we are, the Rambam says clearly, we are in a Shas war right now with these terrorists. If that's the case, so then you have to put yourself in a Safik Sakana. And when one of a member of your unit is taken captive in the battlefield, then you have to save him. Because this is Shas Milchama, and there are different rules when it comes to Shas Milchama. And that was Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky's psak when it came to Rav Huttner. These terrorists are acting in an act of war. As the Rambam says, any action of a tzara oyev that's trying to be mitzayer klal Yisrael is battle, is milchanes mitzvah. And that's the way we have to act appropriately with the halachas of war. But you asked before, even if we paskin in general, outside of the realm of war, even if you paskin like the Mishnah Berurah, even if you paskin like the Or Sameach, that one is not obligated to put themselves in a question, a risk of sakonos nefashos, in order to save his friend from vadai pikuach nefesh, is one allowed? So that Tziv writes, although he agrees with the Or Sameach, and he agrees al pi halacha, like the Mishnah Berurah, like we said, that one is not obligated, it is a midas chasidus, and is very commendable. Ad kedei kach that Rav Avadia Yosef has a tshuva in Yechav Adas that he writes that one might not be obligated in terms of kidney donation because one is putting themselves under general anesthesia and there is a suffix sakana in order to donate a kidney to his chaver who is in Vadei Pikuach Nefesh, who needs his kidney. He's dying without a kidney. Rav Avadia writes, one is obviously allowed, and it's a big mitzvah, and it's a big midas chasidus, even if you hold like those shitas that one is not obligated.
Even for an athlete?
That's another shadow.
I don't understand why Rabbi Kamenetsky based on Mahama.
He said, even though the general rule is one should suspend the general laws of Pidyon Shvuyim, and one should collect all the money possible in order to redeem a Talmud Chacham, however, Shas Mahama might be different. And therefore, that law...
No, why would Shas Mahama remove the...
Because we're assisting the oyvim.
That's the point.
Well, indeed.
And the money
Shas Mohammed
will go, you give them $3 million, what they will do with it?
They're going to buy more
Jews.
Right.
So you are baiting in it's the same issue. If you give him money, you encourage him to do it again, and the money itself will end up being
But on the monetary level, I don't understand the svara, because if it's the monetary money to aid possibility of more retaliation, that sakana, that risk exists b'shat mechama, lo b'shat mechama. Because the people who perpetrate...
No, if you're dealing with the people pirate the boat, right, in Somalia, they took the money and they will leave it.
They come back in 6 months and do it again.
Yeah, but what will do? Do another pirate. They will do another pirate. They will buy a boat to make a pirate thing. The question is, the two questions, that's also what the Maharam Rutan does. That he, the Maharam Rutan was taken captive, and they wanted to redeem him with the dollar door. And he himself made a fact not to let them, because you encourage them to do it again. So that's another issue, that you encourage them to get it aside.
That's the Gemara itself is dealing with that issue.
Correct.
But the Rishonim suspend that issue and say that that's not the case when it's a dollar door. Maharam Rumberg was machmir on himself. However, al pi halacha, it would have been appropriate. But Yaakov Kalinitsky said, no, there's another caveat. That which the Rishonim Paskin and said that might be the general rule if it's not Mechama. But if it's Mechama and it's going to cause more of a problem and it's going to strengthen the enemy, so then the regular halachas of Pidyon Shvuyim don't apply.
I think in the Shas Mechama, just the opposite. Just like they have a chiv to go back and get their, the other soldiers that may be captured.
Why? One is directly assisting the enemy by giving them money, and one is saving their own soldier. One's fighting against them.
Well, Kamenetsky, I don't think, would have said that Israel should not try to raid the place and cup and leave them. But he said that to collect $3 million
right.
and give it to the Arab.
If it's an act of war, it's an act of war. For sure, you should take it. You should save. So this is...
It doesn't matter if you find out later that the soldier passed away. It is still an obligation to save, take his body and bury it in Jewish...
That might be... there is true business. The post can deal with that.
That's the case of Maharam Rutenberg. Maharam Rutenberg ended up dying in prison. And he survived. He asked not to redeem him. And eventually they did.
So they found a loophole, the community divided the
intention.
So the question is that, let's bring it back to, we got off track a little bit. So there's a very interesting psak that the Or Sameach has coming out of our parsha, coming out of your miklat, but he's making a major assumption. Again, the Or Sameach asked a major question. You see from here, that you see from the fact that Yoav ben Tzruya, general of the army who had to go to Golas because he was Rotzeach B'Shogeg, because he killed by accident, in order to save himself from the Gol Adam, he is not to exit the Golas, the year Miklat, because a person should not put himself into Safi Pigol Nefesh, even if the rest of Klal Yisrael is in Vade Pigol Nefesh, is in a life-threatening situation. And that was the Meshech Chachma explained when it came to Moshe Rabbeinu. So what do we do with this Rambam? The Or Sameach writes, the Rambam tells us, Hiter Atzvo Labisa. If he leaves Eir Miklat, he's going to be killed. And the reason the Rambam told us this halakha, that those three words, Hiter Atzvo Labisa, is to tell us, Safik Sakana does not exist. You don't put yourself in a Safik Sakana, but Makom Vadei Sakana. So if that's the case, you have a question on all of these Achronim. And just in terms of Yeshiva University, Rav Shechter writes in Nefesh HaRav that Rav Chaim Soloveitchik did not agree with the Or Sameach. Rav Chaim Soloveitchik held, and he quotes this, that when there was Jews dying in the street of cholera, that Rav Chaim himself, cholera is contagious, Rav Chaim himself wrapped people up in his jacket and carried them in and held and paskin that one is obligated to put themselves in a suffix sakana in order to save their chaver from vade sakana. So if Reb Chaim, if that's the sheet of Reb Chaim, and that's the sheet that we said of the Beis Yosef, so what are you going to do with this Rama?
So is there a, do we have, I'm sorry,
hold on,
we go,
please,
I deferred you.
By Ari Miklat, there's a whole new character involved here that you don't have in these other cases.
Uh-huh.
You have the Gol Adam.
Uh-huh. Oh. I'm getting it. Very good.
This is not an Indian. The Gemara constantly says, Seda Olam, Dercha Olam, you know, in words, the world can't exist unless we act in a certain way. So if we don't act in a certain way, the whole society, and it's Lehalacha, right? Who the apostles like that? Throughout Shas, how we behave and how we interact Be'inad and L'chavero creates a marketplace and how society sustains itself. So if we don't sacrifice ourselves, then the whole basis, you know, of society falls apart.
Okay, but there could be limits on that. I hear what you're saying, but there could be limits that in life-threatening situations, maybe that is suspended. I hear. And maybe the Nitziv will answer you. You're right, and therefore I'll be midas chasidus. You should. You're not mechuyev. You're not
obligated. Going back to Rav Chaim's behavior, because right. That constitutes, you
maybe
know,
maybe that was Rav Chaim's rationale. It could right. be, but so yeah.
Well, by the way, the story of Rabbi Levine. Rabbi Levine once met a woman in the market crying in the middle of fighting. Asked her, "What's the problem?" And that's also, you know, he doesn't let somebody cry without finding why. And she told him that her husband is incarcerated, quarantined, in Bet Cholim Lemitzuraim. It was a leprosy hospital in Yerushalayim, which is today the Arom Hotel. It's nearby there, a luxurious hotel. And she's not going there, nobody can go there. In Yerushalayim, it was like you don't even get 5 miles away from that place, it's very dangerous. And he felt very bad, and right away that Shabbos went to visit him. And he said with him, and he told him that meant that the first time somebody comes to talk to him and lifted his mood, and from then on, that was his Shabbos. Every Shabbos, and he was almost the only one, was going, and it was a schlep because he lived in Machnuda, and those days it was a couple of hours, shelled, heat, whatever, he would go to bed, so everybody knew him. And theoretically, he endangered himself because that was the purpose of the quarantine.
So maybe we're going to get to this in the end. But it's very appropriate actually. But we'll get to there. We have to get to the answer. The Or Sameach is posing a very bothering question, a very perplexing question, because the Or Sameach is telling us that the Rambam tells us that the whole concept of Golus, the fact that the general does not leave, the Rambam is telling us, Hitir Asma Lamisa, obviously you should not put yourself in Safek Sakana, the Makom Vade Sakana. So what's Reb Chaim going to respond to this? What's all these achronim that are machmir about this? So it could be that the Or Sameach made an assumption in his understanding of what Ir Mikvot is. The Maharsha in Makos and Daf Yudim Beis writes that the Gemara has a very interesting Gemara. The Gemara writes, what happens if I kill someone b'mezid but no Edom saw, and then another person killed b'shogeg and no Edom saw? So the Ribono Shel Olam sets it up in this world that everyone will get what they deserve. That what will happen is that I will be the Rotzeach B'shogeg, the person who killed prior to this B'shogeg, who didn't have Edim to send him to Golos, will be on top of a ladder, and the Rotzeach B'mezid, who didn't have Edim to kill him, will be under the ladder, and I will accidentally kill that Rotzeach B'mezid, and everyone will get what they deserve, and there will be Edim, and there will be Edim to see me, the Rotzeach B'shogeg, and they'll send me to Golos. Marsha asks.
That's the Rashi on.
Right.
No. That's the Rashi there. That's the pasuk says, "Behu lo tzadav elokim ina liyado." Hakadosh Baruch Hu created the scenario.
So Rashi
there says that this is the case, that they put the Rotzeach on the bottom. So what the Gaon of Vilna says, that the tam on ina liyado, elokim ina liyado, is darga tavir. There's a the tamim of the kriya, there's darga tavir. That's the system of the Gaon of Vilna. Gaon of Vilna think we maintain that the tamim are lachal Moshe Sinai. Darga tavir, darga is like madriga. Tavir is nishba, taf and shin. Mm-hmm. The madriga broke. The step in the ladder. Okay. And that's what happened.
So the Marsha writes, I don't understand the whole Gemara. The Edom didn't see that this Rotzeach B'shogeg originally killed someone. I understand the Rotzeach B'mezid. He killed someone. He really deserves to be killed. So the fact that there weren't Edom, so the Rebbeinu Shlomo takes care that he's going to be killed somehow. But the Rotzeach b'shogeg, the Gol Adam's not going to find out about it. There were no Eidim to testify that he killed b'shogeg, so let him deny it. Who cares? Why is there a need for him to go to Golis? There is no Gol Adam that's going to avenge his brother's life because it's not going to be found out about. The Marashah says it must be that we're talking about a strange case that the guy admitted. And therefore, the Gol Adam is going to run after him. But otherwise, he doesn't understand what the Gemara is talking about. The Marashah had the same assumption and understood, like the Or Sameach, that the whole purpose of Ir Miklat, of running to seek refuge, is to protect oneself and the safety from the Gol Adam. And if the Gol Adam's out of the picture, then there's no need for Ir Miklat. And that's why the Marashah had the question. However, it's clear from many sources that the concept of Ir Miklat exists far and beyond, even if the Gol Adam is not around. If the Gol Adam dies, the Gemara tells us, there is the Sifrei HaZadrasha, one still has to go to Ir Miklat. But there's no concept of protecting oneself, there's no Gol Adam. If one is standing by the Mizbeach that the Torah, the Gemara says in Makos, also protects oneself, and one is not, the Gol Adam is not allowed to kill a person who's standing by the Mizbeach, still there's an obligation for him to go into the Ir Miklat. If one kills an Eved who halachically has no family, and there cannot be a Gol Adam, one still has to run to the Ir Miklat. Why is this so? There's no Gol Adam. It should be the equivalent to the question of the Marashah. How do you understand the Gemara? The answer is based on a language of the Ritva and some of the Achronim that they point out that Golus is not like the Marashah presented. Golus is also, Ir Miklat is also an onesh. It's not as chomer. It's an onesh and accomplishes a kapara. It's one of the, it's not as chomer, it's not as stringent as Arba Mises Bezdin. It's much more lenient. However, it is a type of onesh. It is a type of punishment, and there is a need for a kapara. That is where the Marashah, Rashi assumed that it only exists where there's a Gol Adam, and therefore he couldn't understand. And that's why the Marashah assumed that one could admit to the fact that he killed b'shogeg, and he would be Chayav Golus if he admits so. This Marashah is an explicit contradiction to the Ritva in Makos on Daf Beis. The Ritva writes, listen to this Lashon of the Ritva, the Ritva writes that if a person admits that he is Chayav Golus, that he killed b'shogeg, he is not Golah, because just like we have in Halacha that a person can't admit that he's Chayav Misa for something he did b'mezid, so too one cannot be Mekabel, receive an Onesh of Golus, of Ir Miklat, just like he can't receive the Onesh of Arba Mises Bezdin based on his
Molashah.
Ain Adam Mason Al Piatmo, you're not allowed to be Mekabel Golus. Why? Because Golus is also in the category of Onshin. And if you look, the Devar Yecheskel makes a beautiful Ha'ara in the language of the Rambam.
So does he lose Kapara?
So why? What is the Onesh? So it's a very interesting Lashon in the language of the Ritva. The Ritva writes, the Onesh is, you're really not going to die. Why is it an Onesh? The fact that I'm sitting in Golus, and I know that if I exit for a second, I now am a Gavrik Taylor. I now am a person that could be killed. That, psychologically, is my onish. And that accomplishes my kapara. My body right now, if I leave the Arim Ir Miklat, is given to the Gol Adam and to other people if they want to kill me. Listen to the language of the Rambam. A striking language. The Rambam in Perek Vav, in Perek Hey, Alachates, of Hilchos Rotzeach writes, if a person is on his way to the Ir Miklat before he got there, Rotzeach b'shkogah shahargu Gol Adam chutz l'tchum Ir Miklat pater shenemar v'lo ein mishpat mavis. He has a p'tur. A Gol Adam who kills someone on their way to the Ir Miklat, he has a p'tur. He has a p'tur. He really did a ma'aser ritzicha, but he has a p'tur because he's honest. However, the Rambam has a different language when he says a person who already entered the Ir Miklat and then exits, and a Gol Adam can kill him. Why? Because there it says the Rishus, once he exits, Rishus Gol Adam Ligargo, Vimhargo Kol Adam Ein Chayavim Lahem Shenemar Ein Lo Dam. He has no life. There is a certain
status to this person who is in the Eir Miklat, that if he steps out, not only can the Gol Adam kill him, but everyone else can kill him, because this person ain lo dam. He was Mekabel and Onesh. Just like we have the Halacha, if Bezdin paskins that you're Chayev Misa, and I kill you, you're a Gavrik Dela, you're about to be killed, and I'm not Chayev if I kill you, so too, this person in Golos has this sort of status of an Onesh, ain lo dam once he entered into Golos. It's a different Ptur than before entering into Golos. That is a Ptur. The Gol Adam, we look at the Gol Adam and we say he couldn't control himself. Before he got the Golos, he couldn't control himself. Ein lo mishpat mavis. But the fact that you exited Golos, once you were already received the onus of Golos, so then we pass it not only to the Gol Adam, but to other people, ein lo dam. This is a Gavrik Dela. This is what the Ritva meant. The Ritva telling us that this person cannot go to Golos on his own admission, like the Maharsha presented, because Golos is not just a Hatzalah. Is not just a function of saving one from the Gol Adam, but it is actually an Onesh. And the Rambam, this answers the Rambam why he sets it up in two different mitzvahs. The Rambam in Kuf Pei Peis, when he's saying that Beis Din has to set up six Arei Mikla, he's speaking about the aspect that the Or Sameach was focused about. The Hatzalah. The fact that we have to set up an area of refuge that this person could escape from the Gol Adam. However, the Rambam later on, in Reish Chaf Hei, if you look at the other mitzvahs around Reish Chaf Hei, Reish Chaf Vav, Reish Chaf Dalet, are all dealing with what? Arba Mises Beis Din, are dealing with Malkus, are dealing with all of the Onshin. That is the second mitzvah of Eir Miklat. That is why the Rambam set it up as two mitzvahs. He's not telling you the Pratim, like Rav Yochum Fishel Perla asked at the beginning, that he shouldn't tell us a extra mitzvah. He shouldn't tell us the Pratim of the mitzvah. He should just tell us the mitzvah and that's it. There's two separate aspects to this mitzvah. There's a Hatzalah from the Gol Adam, and there's an Onesh that the Ritva writes that you cannot admit to it because it's equivalent and parallel to the Mises Beis Din. And that is the lashon of the tour. The tour writes, we don't have Mises Beis Din in this Bizman Hazeh, we don't have Malkus Bizman Hazeh, and we don't have Golos Bizman Hazeh for one who kills the Shogun. And Rashi and Baba Kama and Daf Vav writes, there's a concept of Timle B'derabba Mimeh, which is only a concept that you're not chayav to pay a second chiyuv of monetary payments when one is over a Mises Beis Din. So Rashi applies this to Golos as well, because there's a concept of Onesh. And that could be why there are two parshios, and that could be why the Rambam has two mitzvahs. What does that have to do with Safik Sakana? How does this answer the question of the Or Sameach? The answer is, that was what the Rambam added in the language of Hiter Atzma Lamisa. Not to tell you that this person shouldn't leave because it's Safik Sakana and I'm not obligated to put myself in Safik Sakana if my friend is in Bali Sakana, like the Or Sameach assumed from that extra language of the Rambam. No, the Rambam is telling you, Hiter Atzma Lamisa. He has an Onesh. He has to stay in Beis Din, and if he doesn't, ain lo dam. Hiter Atzma Lamisa. There's an Onesh. As the Ritva writes, when he leaves, he will not have blood, and everyone will be putter. He's a Gavrik Tehle. He's a person who is set to be killed if he leaves. That was the added language of the Rambam. If so, there's a sefer called Mishnas Pikuach Nefesh. A person who learned by Reb Chaim Kanievsky, he asked Reb Chaim Kanievsky, if there's a doctor, and this is an interesting question, if there's a doctor who was Oved Avodah Zarah, he did all the worst Averis, Avodah Zarah, we have to kill him. And Bezdin's about to accomplish Mises Beis Din, and Beis Din finds out that this doctor is the one person who knows a cure to many, to a sickness that's very common amongst the Jewish people. Will we suspend killing this person? So Chaim Kanievsky said, absolutely not. There's a mitzvah of a B'yartara Mikrebecha, this person is Chayav Misa, so just because another person has Hatzalah, we don't suspend the Onesh of Misas Beis Din because of that. If so, one possibly could apply that to here as well. If Golos is not just a function of saving someone from the Gol Adam, but Golos also has the concept of an Onesh for a Rotzeach B'Shogeg, so therefore we don't suspend this concept of Onesh just because Yoav ben Tzruya will save the rest of Klal Yisrael by leaving Golos. And therefore there is not necessarily a proof from this Rambam that one has to put themselves in Safik Pikuach Nefesh in order to save others from Vada Pikuach Nefesh. Because Golos is not just a Hatzalah, but Golos is also an Onesh. I just want to add in one more point. Al Pi Hashkafa.
What is this concept? It's a very nice verse. It's a very nice shtickle Torah. That Golus is not just Hatzalah. Golus is also an onesh. But what is it an onesh for? What did the guy do wrong? The guy killed Bishogi. Alright. So what? He deserves an onesh? Rav Dessler writes that a Rotzeach Bishogeg is a person who's sitting on top of the ladder and he's not aware of his surroundings. He's not focused on the people around him. He's more involved and he's more concerned with adding the brick to his house, with his own financial stability and his own success, and he doesn't realize that there might be someone down there asking for his help and might be in danger. And that is the problem with the Rotzeach B'Shogeg, and that is why he needs a kapara. Golus tells you that you are a person, the Chiddush HaRim writes, and Sasemes writes, Golus tells you, a person who is totally in this world, focused on his own area, focused on his own lifestyle, focused on his own house, focused on the top of the ladder, not recognizing anyone underneath it. You know what his kapara, you know what his onesh is? You go to Golus where you have no area. You are cut off from your life. You are cut off from any concept of makom, of your own stability, of your own safeguard, of your own house. And you learn what it means to be concerned with others and not to be so focused on your own area. You lose the whole concept of makom. You lose the whole concept of self, of just being focused. And you learn to now only be aware of others and not your own area, your own makom. And I just wanted to add that there's a Meshech Chachma, and many deal with this question, that it's very interesting that the Ari Mikla that were set up outside of Eretz Yisrael, that were set up Me'ever HaYarden, the Chazal tell us that they only worked and they only saved all the Rotzchim B'Shogeg once Eretz Yisrael was captured and they set up Ir Miklat in Eretz Yisrael. So the Ir Miklat in Eiver HaYarden was contingent on the Ir Miklat in Eretz Yisrael. And the Meshech Chochma in this week's parasha, he works very hard to find out reasons, and he gives different reasons. I think the reason is very simple. The Maharal writes, and the Avnei Nezer quotes this Maharal in many tshuvas, the Maharal writes that the whole concept of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh only began once we went to Eiver HaYarden. Once we went into Eretz Yisrael. The Maharal says why? Because Klal Yisrael is like liquid. Klal Yisrael is a bunch of different particles in this cup of soda. However, if the cup is not in existence, so the liquid will fly everywhere. In order for us to be one guf, to be Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh LaZeh, we need a kli. We need something to hold this liquid together, and that kli, that vessel to hold Klal Yisrael together, is Eretz Yisrael. Golus, the focus of Golus, the onesh of Golus, is telling this person, be focused on others. Not to be alone, but you should learn about Kol Yisrael or Eben Zelazeh. You should learn about the people around you. You should be aware about the people in your surroundings. Not only be focused on your own. That is contingent on attaining the kli of Eretz Yisrael. Only once we have the concept of Kol Yisrael or Eben Zelazeh, which is only with the kli of Eretz Yisrael, can then Golus work in Eiver HaYarden. Only once we have the concept of Kol Yisrael or Eben Zelazeh.
That concept,
yeah,
of the kli is really why the Rotzeach goes free when the Kohen Gadol dies, because it's the kapara of the death of the person who is the kli spiritually for Klal Yisrael. The Kohen Gadol is the kli for Klal Yisrael. So that's his kapara. That's why he goes free.
Different question on the Kohen Gadol.